Well, late last year and early this year, a lot was made about China's forex situation, but not so much now, with new stats showing that the forex situation basically is balanced out. What's going on here, John? What are some of the factors that we're seeing that has led us to, you know, not be so, you know, or I guess us in the media not so concerned about what's been happening with the foreign exchange situation here in China?
Well, the foreign exchange reserves of China have now been rising for 6 months in a row, so that's obviously very satisfactory. There are two real reasons. One, which was under China's control and which it acted very decisively on, what was to strengthen capital control. That was the clear decision taken by the Chinese authorities during the second half of last year, and that's been extremely effective. It shows the importance of capital controls, and they're continuing to reinforce those. The second one, which happened to be happened at the same time, was simply that the dollar went down, and which makes it less attractive to hold it. But already, actually, the fall of the dollar is relatively recent. It happened in the last 3 months or so, whereas the capital controls already began to bite. And as the situation turned around in January, it's clear that it was the capital controls that was decisive.
Yeah, and when we talk about these capital controls, obviously this was a major concern last year when we saw this exodus of, you know, money moving out. But now that things have sort of changed, as you mentioned, the dollar has sort of stabilized a little bit more, and you know, things have stabilized. Are we going to see authorities, you know, ease back on some of the controls that they had put in last year, or is it going to maintain the status quo for the time being, do you think?
I would imagine they will maintain the status quo because quite honest, last year the situation was too lax, and they are investigating a number of deals which were really ways of getting money out of the country, and these involved some quite big companies. So I think that they will want to teach people a lesson not to mess around in that way. So I wouldn't expect any relaxation in the immediate period.
Looking at the United States for the moment, when we talk about what the U.S. Fed may or may not be doing, we haven't heard a lot of rumbling from that end so far. But do you anticipate that the U.S. Fed may start making some moves on interest rates? And if so, what is that going to do as far as the foreign exchange situation here in China is concerned?
Well, I'm assuming that the Federal Reserve will want to try to get another interest rate increase this year. But the present situation is the dollar has fallen quite significantly. If you take it the comparison to when Trump was elected in November, the dollar's fallen by about 4%. This is really because it got through to the markets that the U.S. economy is growing extremely slowly. I mean, the 2016 figures were terrible, 1.6% growth in the year. And if we take the new GDP figures, which just came out a few days ago, they also show 2.1% growth, which is really not very good. So therefore, the general view is there is not really a great head of steam in the U.S. economy, and therefore there's not going to be very big increases in interest rates.